Greetings. Welcome to today's session of Lectionary at Lunch, brought to you by the Exegetical Department at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. My name is Paul Robbie, and I'm privileged to be able to work with you, take you through the Old Testament lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, which is Jeremiah 23. It's paired with the gospel lesson, which is Mark 6, the feeding of the 5,000, where it says that Jesus had compassion on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And the implication, of course, is that Jesus is the good shepherd, and he's about to feed them, not only with five loaves and two fish, feed them food, but also feed them the word of God, as he was teaching. And this recalls Old Testament texts that talk about coming shepherds. And there's a rich background to shepherd in the Old Testament. One thinks of Psalm 23 or Ezekiel 34, that famous chapter about God becoming the shepherd. Another passage, though, that is related is Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23. Let's get the context. In Jeremiah 22, he was condemning the last Davidic kings in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz, also called Shalom, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, when it was taken into exile 10 years before the destruction of Jerusalem. So he was taken into exile, remember, in 597, along with Ezekiel and others. And then the last king is Zedekiah. Our text probably comes from the time of Zedekiah. Zedekiah's name is Tzidkiyahu, which means Yahweh is my righteousness. And I think Jeremiah is doing a wordplay on that name. He's talking about the real Zedekiah to come, the real Yahweh is righteousness to come. We learned something about the Messiah then by studying the Old Testament kings. Usually those Old Testament kings are kind of a negative example. We know the Messiah is not going to be like that. When you hear the word Messiah, the first thing that should come to your mind, of course, is the anointed king. Mashiach, anointed one, and in Greek, Christos, anointed one. And it's first of all referring to a royal position, anointed king, and of the house and lineage of David, going back to the old promises that God made to King David. The prophets then repeat those promises and talk about the future ideal Davidic king to come. Jeremiah 23, then, when it's referring to shepherds, it's referring to royal shepherds, shepherd kings. In the Old Testament, that's the picture, is a king is supposed to be a shepherd of the people. All right, so let's start with Jeremiah 23, verse 1. Hoy, that's a common interjection announcing a coming judgment. Woe to Roim, the shepherds, and then a participle, a PL participle of Avad, who make perish or who destroy, and this is a Hifil participle of Puts. Puts means to be scattered in the Hifil, to scatter others, and who scatter, who disperse. By the way, this is the same word that occurs in the Tower of Babel episode, that the people were scattered. Now God is condemning these wicked kings of Jerusalem who destroy and who scatter Tzon Mar'ithi, the sheep of my pasturage. Very often the pronominal suffix on the genitive actually modifies the first word. So my sheep of the pasturage, or my pasturage sheep, here it could, you could say, take it normally, the sheep who occupy my pasturage, referring to the land of Israel. They scatter them, they spread them abroad. Na'um Yahweh is a formulaic phrase, utterance of Yahweh, that is commonly used in the prophets. Yahweh is the speaker, and the prophet Jeremiah is announcing and repeating God's word. Woe to those who scatter the sheep of my pasturage. So Israel is Yahweh's sheep. Therefore, because that's what they're doing, that's what their policies in effect are doing. Remember, at the time of Jehoiachin, a lot of Jerusalem already went into exile, and the big destruction would come, in 587. Therefore, Ko Amar Yahweh Elohe Yisrael, therefore thus spoke Yahweh, the God of Israel. Ko thus means in the following way. So in the following way, Yahweh, the God of Israel, has spoken. The creator of the heavens and the earth is the God of ancient Israel, the God of Israel, that particular God, not the God of the Egyptians or the Canaanites. Ancient Israel lived in a very pluralistic environment. Everybody had their gods and goddesses. The God we're referring to is the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So thus, the following is what he has spoken concerning the shepherds, the ones who shepherd. So take the first ro'im as the noun equivalent, the shepherds, and take the second ro'im as the participle, who shepherd my people. So Israel is God's sheep. And here's what God has to say to them. Atem, you all, and here's a hifil of Putz talking to the shepherds, you all have scattered my sheep. So not only are they occupying God's land, but they are God's sheep. You have scattered my sheep, and you have driven them out. This is a hifil of the root nadach. The nun gets assimilated. And the mem on the end is the direct object, is pronominal suffix. So you have driven out, you have expelled them, my sheep, and you have not pakad, you have not attended to them. Pakad in the call means to inspect closely, pay careful attention to, attend to. And he accuses these wicked shepherd kings of not attending to them. Now here's the result. Hine plus the participle often signals imminent future. Behold, I, that ni on the end is the suffix, I am about to pokade. Here he does a play on the root pakad. Pakad with the preposition al means to visit the iniquity upon. Behold, I am about to visit upon you all, upon these shepherds, roa, the wickedness of your deeds. So that common idiom, pakad al, to visit the iniquity upon the transgressor. Here now God is going to, because they did not pakad, God is going to pakad. Verse 3, so that's a judgment against the wicked shepherd kings. And now God is going to step in and repair the situation, restore the situation. Now I, notice I for emphasis, In contrast to the bad kings, Yahweh is going to act. I, and this is a piel of kavatz, I will gather the remnant of my sheep from all the lands. So God is going to gather the exiles, bring them back to Jerusalem. Here Jeremiah promises the restoration of exiled Israel and exiled Jerusalem. They are sheep who have been scattered. Now God is going to gather them back together. So the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, the sheep who are gathered together by the Good Shepherd. Individual autonomy is not the biblical idea. It's being gathered into the community, into God's community. And ultimately, we look forward to the final gathering on the last day when Christ comes in all of his glory to gather his people together in the Una Sancta, when the Una Sancta will be visible. So I will gather the remnant of my sheep from all the lands, which, and here's a hifil of Nadak again, which you have expelled them there. Good example of a resumptive pronoun, to which you have expelled them. I will gather them from all those lands. Remember, Jeremiah was taken down to Egypt. And I will restore them. This is a hifil of Shuv. I will turn them back upon their pasturage, their abode, their nave. So he's going to bring them back upon their pasturage, bring them back to the land, to their promised land, and they will paru, be fruitful, and ravu, multiply. These are the same two verbs that occur in Genesis 1, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. So this restored Israel will be fruitful and will multiply. In fact, it has multiplied so much now that it, because it includes the Gentiles, and we're part of this restored Israel by faith, and when you think about it, what do they estimate? 2 billion Christians on earth, and you think about the last 2,000 years of history, how Israel has multiplied, including the new Israel, including both Jews and Gentiles, who are gathered together by the Messiah. Verse 4, and I will raise up, this is a hifil of Qum. As you remember from beginning Hebrew, hifils of hollows have helping holems. But the holem here is not written, but the oval is. The wow is not written there, but hakimothi, there's your helping holem. And I will raise up over them ro'im, shepherds, va'ra'um, and they will shepherd them. The mame on the end is the pronominal suffix. And they will shepherd them. And they, namely the sheep, will not be afraid. They will not fear again. No more exiles. No more Babylonian exiles. And they will not be terrified. This is a call of the root kathath, kath, tau, tau. And they will not be missing. This is a nifal of the same root, pakad. He's doing a play on pakad. They will not be missing the utterance of Yahweh. And now the central, so we talk about pastors or the apostles and pastors as under shepherds, under Christ as the chief shepherd. Verse 5, and now comes the promise of that chief shepherd. Behold, days are coming, the utterance of Yahweh, and I will raise up again, that Hiphil of Qum, for David, so this is a Davidic descendant, Tzemach Tzadik, a righteous branch, a Tzemach, a branch that comes out of a stump. It's going to blossom and grow. And this became a messianic title. Zechariah uses it. I will raise up a righteous branch. This is going to be a righteous king from the line of David. Remember Isaiah 11, a shoot from the stump of Jesse, although that's a different word. And as a king, and a king will rule, and he will be wise. This is a Hiphil of Sakal. Sakal occurs in Proverbs a lot. To have wisdom and to be successful. And he will do justice and righteousness in the earth. So he's going to be righteous. He'll execute righteousness, justification. He'll produce justification. And in his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel, that's northern Israel, will dwell in safety. The Messiah will come, and all of Israel will be reunited. And this will be his name, which one will call him. Yahweh is our righteousness. So not Zedekiah, but this Messiah, Yahweh is our righteousness. The Messiah ultimately brings justification, righteousness before God. The Messiah is our righteousness, as 1 Corinthians says.